move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Say you're traveling on a one after 909. Pick up my bag, run to the station. Real man said,
rock stars, can you? Need some more, need some more. If I really wanna feel it. Traffic, two kids automatic, lead a strip club tragic, two bras going at it, me and John going crazy, me and Chase going crazy, smashing off your old lady, everything going crazy. Town in the beans, I'm a rock star skinny. Pour a little more if you really wanna feel it. For a little broad and I really wanna hit it. I'ma take it to the barrel.
Your young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Your collars and it boosted my stamina. Now I'm fucking her on the bounce. Still guess I just East Atlanta.
Oh man, I already dropped tarantula. Fuck a challenge. Yeah, me hoes ain't got no manners, bruh. Where's the manners? Wow. I keep throwing rubber bandits up. Ho, pull your panties up, cause you fuck like a granny. Fuck, you're just an amateur. Yeah. Latifah Lee gon' make this cricket. Just try throw the book at me. I look like half a million worth of heroin when she look at me. But you ain't gotta fuck with me, my nigga. But you stuck with me. But how you call the cop? this on me, my nigga. You grew up with me.
I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high, but I'm both right now. Got me talking about my life. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high, but I'm both right now. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now and I need you in my life. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now. Yeah, I'm both. Yeah, I had a drink, yeah, I smoke. Yeah, you think I need you, but I don't. Just left out Dubai with all my folk. Open water, my location is remote. Shout out Yachty, but this ain't a little boat. This some shit I wrote about when I was broke. See, the power of the mind is not a joke. Man, I said that I would do it and I did. Used to get leftovers out the fridge. Nobody was famous by him.
Hey, who that? What's up,
Lamar? She a good girl, but she bad, so I'm confused.
Damn.
Fuck it, I'ma shoot my shot, got nothing to lose.
Fuck.
I said, what's up? My name is G.
What up?
She said, nigga, you lying, your name Dawg. Okay, you know me, then let's go pull off.
Let's go.
Jump in this coupe and let's go and get lost. Fuck you to my hood,
yeah.
But you was scared.
Yeah.
I started laughing, yeah. Then you got mad. Hey, bitch, you never been with a nigga like me. Don't give a fuck about bitches count school like me. We started off having fun, though. Ask me why I keep my gun, though.
Me?
I don't wanna talk about that. Why that ass so fat and why you walk like that?
Hey.
I'm just a little nigga out here having it. All of my niggas, they savages,
yeah.
Guess what I did last weekend? Bitch, I made your boyfriend's salary. She kept it so real, I fuck with her forever,
yeah.
She kept it so real, I fuck with her forever.
Sure, you know, you know. Excuse me, can I please go to the
show. Bedford. Oh, yeah, hold on, let me get your mic. Yo, it's the Rap Radio Hour, the last one of the year.
There are some apologies in order. First off, I'd like to apologize for my behavior. I was a poor co-host. I didn't show up until 20 minutes into the show. And I have no good excuse.
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford. It's a Chopped and Screwed episode.
Medford! Holy shit.
Rap Radio Hour.
What? I mean, holy crap. Oh.
Medford, my nose is bleeding.
Medford, Grant's nose is bleeding. Grant had to wait 20 minutes to put that intro, and I know he wanted to play it really badly. God, I'm such a bad friend. Bad co-host, bad friend, bad lover.
Yo, it's fine.
I know, but I have to beat myself up about this.
Honestly, not the worst way to end 2016.
that was mean.
Things are dark right now.
Things are real dark. I can tell your life is screwed up. Your laugh is so funny. Are you better? Are you picking it? Or it's just dry outside?
It's just dry.
Shit. Gosh. Safe hour, whatever. Screw it. Screw it. Rap Radio Hour is here. Trump is president. Well, yeah. He did get elected, though. That's news. Here, I'll entertain the people today. My Snapchat.
Laughing is bad.
I'll say really somber things. My Snapchat is super pippy. Add me. You can follow me, whatever. Kind of a big deal. And that branding out there. Childish Gambino released a thing. Pretty good. He also, he was performing on the Jimmy Fallon show. You see that video?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's sort of weird. I thought his voice went so high. Is that unusual to you too, or is it just me?
People thought it was an effect, but it's not. It's real.
He has that range. Do you have a cold? What's the health report? Let's get a health report with Grant.
I'm in poor health.
Poor health. Health level poor. But laughter's the best medicine, right, folks? Right, folks? You need a laugh track. Can we get that on the board at some point?
Yeah, just give me a sec.
All right, cool. I'm giving you a pass this time.
Rap Radio Hour.
Did you just restart the intro? It sounds kind of like laughter, I guess.
Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour. Anyway, so it's been a long time since you checked in. Since before Thanksgiving break, right?
Yeah.
Wow. How's your life been? Are you going home soon?
Yeah.
Going home tomorrow? I'm going home tomorrow, too.
I'm going home Wednesday.
Okay. Well, you'll be here a day without me. I'm so sorry. Hey, you know how I asked you for slow cooker advice a little while ago?
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
I never took it. I left my raw meat in there, and now it's gone bad. I'm going to toss it, hopefully, tonight or tomorrow morning before I leave for 3 weeks. Or else it'll be really, really, really bad when I come back from winter break.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to put a bet on that, the site is betfair.org.
Wait, so you just put raw meat in your crock pot and didn't cook it?
No. Like I took it out of my fridge. I was like, I'm going to cook this. Didn't cook it for like 2 hours. Put it back in my fridge. Forgot about it for 2 days.
Left it there.
And yeah, now it's past the expiration date.
I see.
But I haven't opened my fridge in like a week or like a day. I spent all day in DeWick, which has never happened to me before.
Why'd you do that?
I was writing my 15-page paper from page 6 onward and was due at 5. I got to DeWick at 8. I left at 4:30. That was like a solid 8 hours of DeWick.
What was your plate of food to page ratio?
I would say about 1:1. So, a lot of plates of food. But they were kind of soft plates sometimes, you know. I would take like a slice of pizza every 15 minutes sort of thing.
That's a lot of pizza.
It was a lot of pizza. I been farting a lot. Can I say that in the air? A lot. It's two words, not one, folks. Grammar Nazi.
Well,
anyway.
We can play some Tinder DJ.
Holy shit.
My nose is bleeding and I'm on a radio show. What song should I play?
I'm also a little ill. I've got a cough.
This is so depressing.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a metaphor for the year. You know, do you remember starting the show? We're so happy, so young and naive.
Look at us now.
Look at us now.
Of course not. What have you done with him?
Oh, I thought that was you. Of course not. I would never say that.
I was right here.
All right.
Who are you leaving with? Your people?
I didn't get it for so long.
Of course, they are still your people.
Holy crap. I'm so sorry I missed the first 20 minutes of this. This is so great.
What do you think the first 20 minutes was? It was me playing music and bleeding out of my nose.
Yeah, but this would have started 20 minutes earlier, and we could have had another 20 minutes of character development on the show.
I have a really strong feeling that the people that are supposed to show up at 1 are not going to show up.
Why do you think that?
Because it's winter break.
What's the time?
Oh, I suppose so. Isn't it like, freaking time, winter break schedule now?
One spot or yeah. Several.
It's not the trailer, even. It's just the scene from the movie. I love this song. Rap Radio Hour, everyone, starring Heath Ledger.
That's enough of that.
What scene was that? Well, I'm going to take some of your tissue. Sorry, my tissue. Oh, this is a nice toilet paper. It's a good show. Listening, Mom. I'm assuming you are. This is our best show yet, so good one to tune into.
We're sorry, Medford.
We're so sorry, Medford. If you're feeling like we are, call in to our show.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have a good song to play.
Don't call in. We're busy playing music. But if you want to call in, it's 855-915-9636. Does my voice sound extra sultry right now? Like a little bit? Like you're a little bit like, wow. I would trust him with anything. Even the vice presidency. Even the vice presidency.
No.
Get it? Do you get my reference?
Who are you trying to be?
Mike
Dick
Pence.
Cheney?
Mike like Pence. That. No, folks. I don't understand. That's kind of a bummy. But mostly it's because I have a bit of a cough, so my voice is a little lower. And therefore more trustworthy.
Deeper voice is more trustworthy.
I think so, yeah. Would you agree? Medvin?
Yeah, to an extent. And then your voice gets so deep that there's like something wrong with you, and I don't trust you at all.
It does happen to me sometimes. Just be good, okay? This is an amazing song.
Dog too and a hot Jew. Mr. I'm bad, I'll turn around in the corner for timeout. Hi, Josh, what you wanna do? You wanna watch cartoons? HBO got Platoon. Hey, get back in the room. I assume your folks are gonna be out late, go make me Kool-Aid. I'ma sit on the couch and masturbate and call my boyfriend Gabe and CPA. Spit out my bubblicious and get one of them big fridges that can fit 10 midges. Damn, they rich, hate to let me like 50 dishes, bitch. Let's find your mom's maid. Facial Misty, Chanel links and high heels. You look like...
It's like the... It's like if you took Britney Spears mixed with Eminem. At both of their heights of fame.
I like both of those artists, so... Can we play Toxic by... Or the remix by Childish Gambino?
With Danny Brown?
Yeah, it's not that great, but...
It's not one of my favorite songs off of that.
Do you want to just play Toxic?
No.
Okay, fine.
I hope some people reply to my desperate Tinder message.
Are you playing the game?
Yeah.
I could ask some friends.
This sucks. We can play another song.
I'm sorry. I know you can't talk very much right now, so I can talk.
I can talk fine. It's just my voice sounds stuffy and there's blood in my nose. And if I laugh, it'll probably bleed.
All right. I'll do the story.
Yeah, what is it?
That was a little loud. Okay, let's talk about my day. Well, no, my day is pretty boring. So, do you know the building 574, Boston Medford?
Yeah.
The hot new Tufts building, fresh off the presses, delicious, nutritious, full of nerds, except for on the weekends. That's right, folks, on the weekends. 574 Boston Avenue is closed. Closed, that is, to everyone but Ian.
What?
That's right. Ian has card access 24/7.
Whoa.
And you know what that means? That means on Saturday, he let me and a bunch of other people in, mostly Mimmer, but also me. And I had my own conference room. I had my own friggin' floor. And I spent a long time outlining my paper, which is mostly racing chairs back and forth in the hallway and drawing on the whiteboards. With inappropriate messages.
Don't they have security cameras in there?
No.
No?
No.
Or just not to your knowledge?
No. I didn't look up.
It's a risky strategy.
Risky, but I like to think that Ian swept me in. Therefore, he is at fault. He's responsible for his guests.
He's a bad babysitter.
He's a very bad babysitter. He likes watching cartoons and HBO.
He let you into 574 and you watch Platoon.
Making $6 an hour. That's a pretty low rate.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Whoa. They're on the ground. Looking to God. Here it is.
No.
Thinking about his choices. He looks up. He sees nothing but trouble. And poorly drawn on ceiling tiles. Anyway, have you listened to the new Gucci's album?
Only the song with Drake.
Do you want to play that one?
I already did.
All right, fair enough. I've been keeping up on the YouTube sphere, which means I watch YouTube videos that are both for Trump and anti-Trump and for Hillary and anti-Hillary.
What have you found?
I've been looking at the trends in the comments, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the most more interesting space.
Yeah, also the more factual.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's fun just to see, like, what the current, like, idea is going around in both circles.
Right. So what have you found?
Really interestingly is that, like, the big thing that Trump supporters are saying about Democrats is that they're trying to start a war with Russia. Like, that's why they're saying that Russia hacked us.
Oh, I see. What do the Democrats get out of a war with Russia?
They're going to make Trump's presidency look bad, but it won't even be bad because Trump's the best.
So they're saying the Democrats want to start a war with Russia so that Trump has to deal with it.
Yeah, well, they're trying to say that, and they're trying to say, like, it's not their fault that they lost the election. They're whiny liberals who can't accept that they lost fair and square by a huge margin, which I think is often just said to, like, try and irritate people.
I think so too.
There's also, like, a weird fact going around, like, fact in quotes, that Hillary only won, like, 47 counties, like, nationwide, which is, like, not true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
No, it's from like 500 something apparently. But like they're trying to emphasize the idea that only really populous places voted for her. That's why she won.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting. And like the big thing is like among the really wholesome people, you know, like the ones who really like believe in Trump, like who are like they're not ironic at all. Like they say, like I'm really glad that the founding fathers had the wisdom and foresight to prevent tyranny by the majority. Right, like that's the phrase they use at the Electoral College. And like the thing that doesn't like sort of pop up ever in any of the counter arguments even is that this when the losing party gets to control, that's tyranny by the minority, like, which is arguably worse, right? Like,
yeah, I don't want to debate the.
I feel like the only way now. The only way to improve the election, right?
Yeah,
is to make it be like a 55% or 60%
no
threshold to win.
That's stupid.
Why? Because then you get nicer people.
No, you don't.
Why not?
No, you get people that then regionalism wins and all you have to do is run up the score in a certain region.
Which region?
Whatever region you're most popular in.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Huh. All right, I think it should be unanimous.
It should be unanimous?
Yeah.
What, like everyone in the country should have the same opinion about who should be president?
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
I know, but it'd be nice.
If that happened, then you wouldn't need a president because everyone would just agree.
Hmm. What if it took like a really long time to decide on everything until everyone was persuaded?
That's pretty much what we have now, except nobody's persuaded.
So if we were just a little bit slower about it, it might work, right?
It would only get worse.
We have the framework in place.
We have the framework in place to be slower.
Yeah.
But not better.
Well, maybe it'll work. We haven't tried it yet.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Wow, you're really depressed, aren't you?
Okay, I'm just gonna, like, my life an hour ago was on another level of where it is now.
What happened? You want to talk about it, or you want to talk about it off air?
No, I'm saying, like, things were really good.
Oh.
And then I got here, and you weren't here, and my nose started bleeding, and then I was like, I'm just gonna leave and go back and hang out with Vanessa, and then my nose started really bleeding, and I was like, I can't really get out of here. And then you called, and you're like, I'm gonna be here. I was like, all right, I guess I'll stay.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you want me to leave, I can leave early.
No, but I can't really, I don't want to go outside because my nose is gonna start bleeding again.
Oh, dang.
So I'm trapped here with a bloody nose and you.
You want to call a safe ride? Like, actually, you can do it. Like,
I would do that at 1, but not right now.
All right, yeah, yeah.
My nose is still kind of bleeding.
Cool. We can do that.
It's all good. It's all about positive attitude. I should get the sad music out of my life and listen to some happier music.
Wow. Man, I feel like a curse. If I were here, the room would have been a little more humid because I'm sweating a bit.
Nah, it's fine.
You're right. I'm innocent.
Everything's better.
This is great.
Guys.
Right.
You know what? There's 20 minutes left of the Rap Radio Hour. And gosh darn it, Medford, we're going to give you the best show we've ever done. This is the year.
The year that we all die.
It's over after this.
Rap, 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 rap.
Do you think there's ever been any rappers that died on stage? Or are we the first ones?
I thought we were being positive.
Oh, I mean, because we're...
Some Christmas music for you, Medford.
Because we're rapping so hard.
Maybe. We're rapping?
Has anyone... Oh, I mean, we're... I mean, sort of.
Are you saying, has anyone rapped so hard that they died?
Yeah, because they're, like, so into it.
I don't want to think about that.
Oh. All right. Shit. I gosh. Darn it.
Dirty.
Amazing. This is so mischievous.
It's Christmas, Medford.
We want you, Medford. Do you want us?
Do you have any good Christmas rap songs?
I can't say that I do. I'm not into the rap thing anymore, actually.
What?
No, I am. I just haven't had any free time in the last 6 months, so.
Unbelievable. You don't know any good Christmas rap songs.
Hey, would you believe it if I became a doctor? What do you think of that?
What did you say?
Would you believe it if I became a doctor?
Would I believe it if you became a doctor?
Yeah. What about you, Medford? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I would believe it. You already took the MCAT.
Yeah. Like, I'm shadowing doctors this break. That's like been
on
my...
In Utah?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of doctors?
An ER doc.
Wow.
Pediatrician. A couple pediatricians. Radiologist.
So just all the...
Yeah, well, so like there's a hospitalist, and there's also an ICU doc. So hopefully a bunch of docs.
You're getting the full spectrum.
Yeah, well, the idea is to see if I like it or not. See if I get grossed out, or like if I think doctors are dumb.
What would gross you out?
I mean, I don't think anything will. But
I mean, just from experience, I'm gushing blood in front of you, and you're fine with it.
Yeah, I'm even curing you with the tissues, right? That's,
I don't know about curing me.
I mean, what else do you think doctors do?
A little bit more than put a Band-Aid on it.
No, they give the patient a tissue to stuff in it, and they're like, hey, you'll be fine. Give me some of that so I can blow my nose. And they cough. Fine, God. I really like how this guy sounds.
The Ying Ying Twins.
Does Hanukkah start on the 26th? Is that right?
Yeah, it's late this year.
Interesting. Do you remember the year when it overlapped with Christmas?
It's a good.
Wow,
Christmas
that was like
song.
One of my favorite songs we've played on the show, actually.
Have you heard the Christmas song from SNL?
No. This is a good theme, actually. This will cheer us up. How do you feel about Christmas songs? Are you a fan of them?
No.
Why are we listening to them?
Well, they're funny when they're rapped.
Oh, okay. Like the ironic ones. Or the irreverent, if you would.
Yeah.
Have you seen Billy on the Street?
Yeah, I've been watching it for a while.
Have you seen, like, the most recent ones? Like, the new stuff?
I haven't been keeping up with that.
Have you seen the really old stuff?
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of the really old stuff today. It was really, really funny.
You should watch the one with Michelle Obama. That one's
fire. I saw bits of it. I haven't seen it, though.
That one's so good.
I've seen...
This is Jingle Barack with Chance the Rapper and Kenan Thompson. I love this song, and the video's hilarious, too.
Oh, well...
It's from SNL.
I'll have to turn this on. Yeah.
But now we got one last Christmas with Barack Obama. So if we going out with a bang.
Let's get holly and jolly, y'all, shall we?
We going out with a bang.
Let's get holly and jolly, y'all, shall we?
It's December 24th in the USA, and the party's going down in a major way. The DJ is bumping.
Crazy snow outside.
There's eggnog
and chicken
and turkey
and fries.
We still got Barack,
so you know what that means.
We shooting some hoops in high-waist jeans. So tis the season, let's spread some cheer. It's the last Christmas with Barack still here. The last Christmas. Barack still here. Hey, kid, enjoy the presents while you can, because next year you might get a bomb from Iran. Look, man, we got birth control under the tree, and we're stuffing every stocking with legal weed. Get married tonight, and real quick, letting every immigrant in sight. So go nuts
before the North Pole disappears.
Cause it's the last Christmas before Trump next year. The last Christmas, Barack's still here. The last Christmas, before Trump next year. Oh snap, even Jesus is getting down.
Damn, Jesus, I didn't know you was a Democrat.
For Christmas trees, stockpiled all the Home Alone DVDs. I got batteries, canned food, everything I need. There'll probably never be another Christmas Eve. Been drinking eggnog like I don't care. I'ma hurt myself before we lose Obamacare. Say goodbye to Barack, say goodbye December for a new holiday called regular winter. Even Kanye is endorsing him. Got Obama back smoking Newports again. Like the good and Will and
testament for the first, maybe last black president dinner. I'm decked out in Santa Gabriel from head to toe. Then I noticed Papa wasn't in his festive clothes. I said, Dad, what's wrong? And he said back,
never trust a white dude wearing no red hat.
Here I go, here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness?
Yeah.
Joe Biden. It makes me feel funny in my Christmas wreath with his aviator shades and his big ass teeth. Wanna take a freaking ride with Amtrak Joe? Or we could share our ice cream under mistletoe. So Joe is stuck up for a 4-year nap, and I'll tell you what I want while I sit on your lap.
I do the jingle bell rock. Last Christmas with Obama, so hug your baby mama. I do the jingle bell rock.
Wasn't that a good one?
That was amazing. I think SNL's been doing pretty well lately.
Oh yeah. Well, they always do well during election years.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Do you think it'll continue into the actual presidency, their success?
I don't know. I don't know how long Alec Baldwin is going to stay on. I don't know how much longer those jokes are going to be funny. There's definitely a wealth of material. But, you know, the cast is good. The writing is good. The guests are good.
It does feel like we're living in like this magic twilight zone, like before everything starts to go really, really badly. I'm worried about.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice last Christmas. Surprisingly poignant rap by SNL.
Well, I mean, the war on Christmas is really eroded. Christmas as it is.
That's so true. Thankfully.
Even if this is a good last Christmas, it wouldn't be as good as it would be if people just said Merry Christmas.
Honestly, that's why America's going down the pooper. Is we have the crapper, if I may. Is this okay?
Yeah, we're not politically correct here. You can say crapper.
Whew. Okay, we'll see. Yeah, I suppose go on the crapper because we can't say Merry Christmas anymore. How tragic.
Yeah.
So do you have any other song ideas?
Yeah, I have plenty of more Christmas rap songs.
Really? I don't know if this is a big genre.
Freshman year, I put together a playlist of Christmas rap songs for somebody.
Surprised. Wow.
I can't remember who it was for.
It should have been me.
That's a good question. I don't know who it was for. It's somewhere in my Facebook messages.
Never actually asked a question. Just saying.
Might have been... Wasn't you.
Could have been, though. Could have been.
Probably not.
Okay, put on the freaking Christmas rap. What do you think, I mean?
I'm trying to think of a good one.
On the spot, you're freezing.
Well, there's one by Eazy-E, but that one's really not Rap Radio Hour appropriate.
Not appropriate for this sort of audience we have here.
Yeah.
Shout out to our audience. Call in at 855-915-9636, and you can talk to the DJs live on the air.
I was listening to this one the other night. But, you know. This is probably my favorite Christmas rap song. It's Christmas in Harlem. I'm playing the single version, not the Good Fridays version. There's a big difference.
All right.
So here's the deal. It's by Kanye West. It was originally a Good Fridays release leading up to Dark Fantasy. The Good Fridays version is like twice as long, and it features a lot of artists from Harlem like Cam'ron and Jim Jones. But the single version and Pusha T is on the Good Fridays version. It's not a bad song by any stretch of the imagination.
No, of course not.
But the single version is shorter. It features Sci-Hi the Prince, who has a forgettable verse, but it's just a little bit tighter and focused, and I'm used to this version. So here's Christmas in Harlem, Kanye Wentz, Sci-Hi the Prince, and Teyana Taylor.
Christmas in Harlem.
Baby, Christmas the owl and all a good night.
huh? Now we all living a good life. Yeah, though it's 40 below the wind chill, and we wiping snow up off the windshield. It's still a wonderful night to be alive, baby. And I'm so happy I'm with my baby. And we a little late with the Christmas gifts, rushing for the mall. Don't trip, you know I drive crazy. The streets lit up, it feel like Christmas officially. Told her that you the star at the top of my Christmas tree. My only question is, where my presents? She said she got a gift for me that ain't for the kids to see. Well, I like the way you think, mommy. Now pour some more eggnog in your drink, mommy. You been a bad girl, get Santa 3 kisses. Gave her the hot chocolate, she said it's delicious.
Christmas in Harlem, yeah. Right after autumn falls, smoking it all in. Then we gon' hit the mall.
I'm like bad Santa,
even
though
we ain't ballin'.
Glad to sit on my back.
Feel like we bought it all. The mistletoe's right here. Come give a kiss to Santa.
Yeah, mom and dad, I won't be home for the holidays. I'm over 800 miles away. In the city that's so pretty, where the hustlers dash through the snow without a sleigh. Tell my family that I'm sorry that I gotta stay. I'm with Ye at the Macy Day Parade, letting the snow fall on my aviator shade. Even though I'm in New York, I'm still reppin' for the A.
Christmas in Harlem, right after autumn falls, soaking it all in. Then we gon' hit the mall, even though we ain't ballin'.
On a tree, the house lit up nice. With your family, it's where you wanna be. Here on Christmas night, when you wake up and you see the gifts, don't that make you feel good? So since we all snow in Harlem, let's have Christmas in the hood.
All of the flashing lights, yeah, don't they shine so bright?
All right, Medford.
Medford.
As far as the Rap Radio Hour is concerned, there's only 5.5 minutes left of 2016.
Oh, no,
so
Medford.
Let's take some time to reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, okay. So I think, obviously, number one on our charts here is the trailer to The Dark Knight.
Yeah, when that dropped in February of this year, I really lost it.
It went viral. We played it at least 10 times.
I would say most important piece of art in 2016 was the trailer for The Dark Knight.
Decade, but
I don't want to make any early predictions in case there's a sequel.
That's true. I've heard Christopher Nolan's working on another one.
What's it called?
Bane.
Sort of a departure from his usual format, but yeah. I'm interested.
You know, it's a gritty reboot.
I'll probably watch The Dark Knight maybe like 3 or 4 times over break.
Can you imagine an even grittier Dark Knight?
It would have to have two villains. Like
two villains and like a lot more like actual dying.
Yeah, I think one villain would have to be dead by the end and then the other villain would get away.
And I think the Joker would have to win. I think that's an important part to make it grittier.
What happens to the Joker at the end of The Dark Knight?
He gets like put in jail, right?
They get him?
Well, because there's a part where he's hanging upside down. He's like, ha, 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 ha.
See, this, all right, it's a new movie. I haven't seen it enough times.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching it every night because I went to the movie twice, and then I recorded it once with my iPhone.
Oh, so you could watch it at home.
Yeah, and there's like this part in the middle where I sneeze and I don't know what happens. I can't remember it. And so I've been meaning to go back in and watch it a couple more times and sort of table over that bit. But, you know, if anyone out there has a copy they want to send me, again, the number is 855-915. Forget the rest.
963. You're looking at it. What do you mean you forget the rest?
Forget the rest, Medford.
So is the dark a copy of the DVD of The Dark Knight on the top of your wish list for Santa this year?
Yeah. If you could Snapchat that to me, actually, that'd be nice. Super pithy.
Snapchat what? The list or the DVD?
The DVD. The whole movie. Do we want to talk about the bad and the ugly of 2016? RRH.
I don't know. The rest of the year's been pretty average. Dark Knight was sort of a high.
I gotta say, the spring semester was kind of ugly. You know, a little dark there. A little.
What was going on with that?
There was someone who wasn't present in my life.
Oh, yeah, it was me. I wasn't
there. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot who it was. It kind of slipped my mind, I guess, for a second.
But yeah, I wasn't here in the spring. I was in Paris.
But you will be here next spring. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I will.
Hey, do we find out when your show is?
No.
At any point? When does that happen?
When we get back to school.
Okay. Cool. Well, I just want to know.
I'll let you know. It'll probably be around the same time.
Excellent.
I just have to make sure that I don't have class early the next day.
It always gets me. Do you know what was a horrible, horrible remake of The Joker?
What?
Suicide Squad. They ruined...
I didn't watch that. I was too into The Dark Knight this year.
They ruined the trailer, even. Like, that trailer sucked compared to the current trailer.
Gotcha.
The true trailer. The original trailer.
Do you know if Dark Knight's up for any Oscars this year?
I don't know. It usually gets a couple each year.
It usually gets a couple.
But, I mean, they want to snub it this year, I heard. There were some rumors at the Academy.
You know what Batman says when... The Dark Knight doesn't get nominated for any Oscars.
What does he say?
Where are they? Every year, he's checking his inbox.
Where are they? Really grittier each time. It's like a grumbling squid.
It's all part of the plan.
Hit me. It's a great movie.
Such a good movie.
Let's put a smile on that face.
And that iconic line. The charm the hearts of America.
Best line of 2016. Best movie of 2016. Best trailer of 2016.
Overall, great year. And with that, I guess it's Happy New Year, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, Medford, you're going to have a few more days left of the year. I strongly encourage you to watch The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
at least that's what I'll go out on.
You know, it's gonna make millions in the box office at least.
Yeah, I can't wait till they do a sequel.
Yeah, that'll be good.
What did you say the name was?
Bane, I believe.
All right, looking forward to it. Haven't seen a trailer for it yet.
No, it's one of those leaked ones.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, well, Happy New Year, Medford. We'll talk to you next year. Hopefully, a year equally as good, and with just as much Batman.
Hopefully.
All right, we're gonna go out on my favorite song. Webby by Young Thug.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I roll me once more to the face. I roll me once more to the face. Hey. Roll up a blunt and I'ma face it. Get slump. Hey. They politicking by the cases. By the cases. Hey. Ooh, hey. I told her roll me up a blunt and I'ma face it. And I'ma face it. Hey. Troublemaker, man, I've been shooting at with my neighbor. My little nigga tryna drop it out in a vacant, yeah. But Tefaliti got my wrist in a little flavor, yeah. She been sucking dick way before a nigga met it, yeah. Pass me the motherfucker lighter. Lil' mama overseas, I might Skype her. Nigga checking out the squad, tryna bite us. But my hand is way different, got the miters. They do a dream with me, they do some things with me. They drink your lean with me, they fall asleep with me. They fall asleep, we dry. Jump out your life for mine. Let me fuck one more time, and I'll help you write your rhyme. That's extremely